PGA DFS fans, thanks for coming by another one of my short form videos. This one is my top five fades for the RBC Heritage. And of course, if you're joining me for the first time in this video or these video series, first of all, thank you. Make sure you like and subscribe to our awesome YouTube channel here to get notified when these videos do come live. However, what I wanted to say is if this is the first time you're visiting this video, understand that when you decide to fade a golfer that is high owned, he's high owned for a reason. Either whether it's because his price is too low, or he's in great form, or a combination of both. So understand that I'm probably unlikely to get 5 out of 5 correct, because I'm picking 5 golfers that are highly owned, and like I just said, they're highly owned for a reason, so it's unlikely that I get all 5 right. I'm aiming to get 4 right, and I'm aiming to get the biggest fade correct of the week. That's my most important call. Last week, I did not do that. Let's go ahead and in transparency corner and find out that I faded Corey Connors. Not only did Corey Connors have a hole-in-one, but he also came in the top 10. Or maybe I should say that backwards. Not only did he come in the top 10, but he also threw up a hole-in-one. We know that's a ton of DraftKings points, so it was a very tough fade. I had some good fades in Daniel Berger and Brooks Koepka, but fading Corey Connors really killed me. Tony Finau was the other one, as well as Victor Hovland. Both of them made the cut and were good. Were pretty good value. So Berger and Koepka good, other three bad. That means it's a C, maybe even a C- for my grade for the week. All right, let's try and get 5 for 5 this week. It's going to be hard for me to do, not going to lie. My biggest fade of the week, well, let's go ahead and talk about him first. It's Paul Casey. Paul Casey is coming in at 20% owned this week. That is pretty significant. I'm not going to lie to you. Given the fact that he hasn't had really good course history here since 2015. Back-to-back missed cuts in 2018 and 2016. Similar type of form coming out of Augusta as well. So maybe Paul Casey, I think, going through a bit of regression, had a great finish on Sunday to the Masters, but didn't look good all week. And he switched to cross-handed putting. So certainly Paul Casey is squirreling with his thoughts about his putting this year. And I think that might creep into the rest of his game here this week. So for me, it's going to be a fade of Paul Casey. Coming in again at 20% owned. There's a bunch of guys that are going to come in high owned in that range. And I just think that Paul Casey is the one that I want to fade the most this week. So that is what I'm going to do. Paul Casey, 20% owned. I will take the bottom side of it. Okay, the next guy that I'm going to fade, not as big of a fade, I should say, as maybe some of the other ones. But coming in at 20% owned. Now, granted, I know that he's done very well here. In fact, you know, he almost won, of course, a couple of years ago. But so Satoshi Kodaira kind of stole it from him there. And, of course, yep, I'm talking about Siwoo Kim. Now, however, since Siwoo Kim's second place finish there 2 years ago, he's missed the cut in back-to-back years here. Last week, we all know, or if you don't know, and Siwoo Kim will let you know, that he broke his putter, had a chance, was playing really well, then broke his putter and kind of tailed off. Still ended up coming in the top 12, so a pretty good start for him. But again, I think 21% owned with golfers below him, like, if you go check out my sleeper video, I got a couple in this range that I like. Bobby McIntyre is one of them, as is Brandon Grace, a actual former winner here who got it done. I think both of those guys are playing just as good as Siwoo Kim. They're kind of going to come in half, maybe even a quarter of the ownership. I think it's a great pivot off of Siwoo Kim. If you want to play Siwoo, I understand. Play him in your cash game format. But in GPPs, I would, that's just what I'm doing, recommend a pivot to Bob McIntyre or Brandon Grace. Okay, for Siwoo Kim, let's look at his strokes gained statistical notes this year. 61st off the tee, 86 on the approach, 23 around the green, and 96 putting. That's pretty good, not going to lie to you. Even for Paul Casey, who I didn't go over, he has pretty good stats as well. 75, 17, 42nd, and 74. Very good. I think it starts to regress this week. Next guy I'm going to fade, actually the next two, are a pair of Kevins. We'll start off with Kevin Streelman first, who's coming in 7,300 this week, and is the only golfer of below 7,500. Now, that's below 7,500. That is projected over 10% owned. You have Chris Kirk there at 25% owned, who, not going to lie, almost made this this video here, but probably have him around 15 to 20%. He is a good play this week, so he's not that big of a fade for me. Kevin Streelman, however, I'm probably going to have about 5%. I don't think he's playing all that well right now. Course history, I know he had the top 10. He's a volatile guy, so I think that in more of your cash game formats, he's an easy fade. 63 for strokes gained, power ranks on the ball striking side, 126 around the green, and 108 putting. The second Kevin that I'll be fading, it's not Nah, it's Kisner. Kisner has not had a good year, has really struggled, and for some reason, at 7,700, more than 10% of the people want to play him. Not me. I'd much rather have Bobby McIntyre or Brandon Grace, who is right above and below him. Also highly owned in this range is Ian Poulter and others, Siwoo Kim in this range. So for me this week, I think it's an easy fade of Kevin Kisner. He doesn't have great course history. It's not really that good of a setup. I know he translates well into courses that you need to keep the ball in play and good iron play, but Kisner's iron play is just not there right now. Shown last week with a missed cut. So for me, I'll be somewhere lower than 5% on Kevin Kisner this week. All right, my last fade, he's in this video for the second straight week, and it's Daniel Berger. Okay, so here's my theory on Berger. I've got Colin Morikawa, that's half the ownership, 500 more. I've got Patrick Cantlay, and if we throw out last week's performance, I've got him at half the ownership. Why would I want to roster Daniel Berger, who could possibly be hurt, hasn't played good golf since the Players, which, believe it or not, was almost a month ago now. And we know that he had to go through an MRI on his ribs. He missed the cut last week at Augusta, did not look good. So for me, it's an easy fade as he's coming in around 20% owned, actually coming in as the highest owned golfer above 10K. It's an easy fade for me this week. I know he's got good course history, third and 33 in his last 2 years. Also, I know his strokes gain ranks, they're good. 28th off the tee, 37th on the approach, 155th around the green, 19th putting. That should be a pretty good set here for Berger. The results should say it as well. But for me, 20% is just way too high. I would rather go to other people and maybe even bet Berger as a top 10 or top 5 to try and cover my fade. But for me, it is going to be a fade this week. Okay, let's go 5-1. Siwoo Kim, Paul Casey, Siwoo Kim, Kevin Streelman, Kevin Kisner, Daniel Berger. That's going to do it for my top 5 fades for the RBC Heritage. Now remember, everybody, fade at your own peril or risk, whatever you want to say, because all these guys are going to be highly owned, and they're highly owned for a reason. So just take note of that there. So until next time, everybody, we've got a week off of these videos, likely next week, as the PGA Tour has a duel or a tournament event, team event that DraftKings for the last 3 years has not put out contest for. So obviously we don't cover, for the PGA DFS side, we don't cover an event that doesn't have it. We will have some secondary content for the European Tour event, which normally they give us some pretty good prize pools for. So we'll certainly have some content out for that. But until the Valspar Championship, good luck this week at the RBC Heritage. Hopefully all these fades work out for us this week. And good luck. We'll see you on the other side. Cheers, my friends.